Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Thankful to be here serving you and being encouraged by what God has for us in our worship service here this morning. We're going to be discussing in our worship service something that we already do really well. And sometimes it's really important to just uplift those practices that we do at the church that are so good so that we keep doing them, encouraging that activity on into the future. And what we're going to be talking about is generosity and giving. What a beautiful gift that is when we just give with our heart and cheerfully give to others and causes that are really important that God cares about. And so we're going to hear about someone who gives generously in our gospel lesson, John chapter 12, Mary.
A sister of Lazarus and Martha, she lavishly gives perfume and anoints the feet of Jesus. We'll read about that today. But also as a segue to lavishly giving, we want to recognize one of our members, dear members here at Peace, who gave so much to the church, passed away this week. I shared it via email on Wednesday, but it's good to just make sure everyone hears that again. Jan Lane passed away, we believe, Wednesday, maybe even Tuesday night. We're not exactly sure. But Jan was someone who really gave in so many ways to our church. She served as a financial treasurer here at Peace and was out there in the garden and coming up with all sorts of plans and really deeply cared about this church community. This morning in our worship service, we have many members of the Lane family. I want to recognize them here before we begin. We have son Christopher. Christopher, go ahead and stand up, the four of you, if you could. Yep, so we got Christopher, yeah, that means you, Jennifer, yes, and daughter Jennifer, and Chris's girlfriend, Aaron. Yeah, you guys can stand up too, you're part of the family, yep, Aaron, and Michael and Jennifer are married, husband and wife, and so I'm sad for the circumstance. We join you in just real surprise. It was really surprising to get that news. She was here last Sunday so happy, really, and expressed the happiness of turning 83 years old and enjoying a lunch with family. But ultimately, deaths are really nothing more than God's timing, and that gives us comfort. God, for whatever reason, decided that was the time to take Jan to be home, and we rest in that. We know that God has a sweet place for her, a place of rest and comfort, and we trust in that plan today. Just a couple of announcements before we begin. The first is that we will have a Lent soup supper this Wednesday at 5 o'clock, followed by a brief service, about 30, 35 minutes. Come and enjoy some soup, and we'll be talking about confession in a fun, memorable way in our time in our service here at 6 o'clock. And then secondly, there's a note about this in the back of the announcements. This week is the Rotary meeting. It's going to be Tuesday, March 18th at noon in the Fellowship Hall. And if you have an inkling to attend, please let Lindy know, RSVP. We really need to get those numbers in by today, right? So that food can be properly ordered. The presentation is about what you should be planting right now in this spring season, a very relevant topic these days. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin our worship service? Excellent. Special welcome to those tuning in as well on our worship today. We pray that our worship service is a blessing to you, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, however you're watching us.